We are celebrating local fundraisers on ptbotoday.ca, brought to you by Chemung Family Dental. One of those is Andrew Werner, Pete's associate coach. He spoke with our very own Graham Elliott.
I think some news that shocked a lot of us that maybe didn't know is that you had issues a couple of years ago that had to get dealt with your kidneys.
Well, 20 years. At the end of the day, I was diagnosed, I think, in maybe 2000. Started to do the testing in 1999 in Cologne, Germany, just for regular medical insurance purposes. And found some protein in the urine. And over the course of the season, had another appointment. And by the time the playoffs rolled around and we were just about to have our daughter, Ella, they said, hey, this is what we think you have. We want to do a biopsy. And I'm like, well, I'm in the playoffs. do you feel like you know what it is? And they're like, yes. Well, okay, then just start pounding the meds here. And it was high dose of meds for sure. And no one knew at that point, maybe the team doctor, but hair started falling out a bit during the playoffs and was sick and stuff, but got through it. And then, cruised pretty good, regular checkups on the meds, and then just living life. But the day was always going to come. Was it going to be 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Didn't really know. It turns out it was about 18 years. Mm-hmm. And it was getting worse and worse and worse. And, few people knew, a very select few. Then it happened pretty quick. And the doctor's like, hey, let's make some plans here. You're going to be going on dialysis.
This is something that you didn't really share with a lot of people, it seems.
Well, no, family knew, obviously. I'd say in Peterborough, for example, Rob Wilson, I've known him for years. So mm-hmm. He knew what had happened originally. Close friends that I grew up with and stuff like that. And maybe Allison's family. But mm-hmm. Other than that, and for me, no need. I don't feel like I want to go to, I see a lot of people every week, right? And I just don't feel like, hey, how's it going? How you feel? And don't want to answer that question over and over and over again. So that was kind of the reason I wasn't sharing a lot, yeah.
Let's talk. We'll get to the scenario of the dialysis here momentarily. But before we do that, there's another backstory to this, because you mentioned your wife, Allison, Allie, and she's going to be part of the puck drop on Thursday as well, because she also played a major part to ensure that you got the dialysis when you needed it.
I'm not easy to match. I'm an O, so I can donate to anybody, but I need an O back. So it narrows the field quite a bit, not to mention that O's are in high demand to go to A's and B's and because they can go to everybody. So to find an O randomly is not easy. So we ended up going into a paired program. That's what it was called. And so probably don't truly know because it's very private, but probably like a Grey's Anatomy scenario, like six people, maybe eight people, mm-hmm. not sure, all giving and getting kidneys within the course of probably 4 or 5 days at Toronto General in March of 2021. So I received mine on March 9th on World Kidney Day. Mm-hmm. So I received it. So it really coincides remarkably. But and Allison donated her kidney March 12th.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know mine got flown in. Don't know from where, but that's all I know. Information and it's vital.
PRHC is a fantastic institution, isn't it? We talk a lot about, of course, the Cancer Treatment Center. Yeah. It raised a lot of money for that, but I don't think a lot of people talk about dialysis.
Yeah, well, the renal unit, it's amazing. So it's one part of it is the dialysis unit, and then there's the outpatient part where they're checking you, and then for me at the end, teaching me how to use a pretty expensive piece of equipment where all the drugs were coming, like all the fluids and drugs were coming from Chicago, from Illinois. So it's a pretty big production.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, later.
Andrew Werner, PRHC supporter and hockey legend. One of our region's great fundraisers.